Good morning and welcome to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here as Lisa plays air guitar. Really? That was quite good.
Oh, thank you.
You hit all the notes.
Good morning. It's a little hot in here. Can we open a window?
No, you cannot. It's a humid, muggy day. Although we've been blessed the last couple of days with some pretty decent weather.
We have. And, you know, we're in a basement, so we have no windows, really.
Right, right. Well, we have one that you don't want to open. Because in comes all the
critters.
Yeah. Which, good morning. See, we're lifting the veil. You're looking behind the wall, the curtain, into what is Mike and Lisa Austin and your morning tradition. Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to have you.
Would that be intimus?
Be a part of our day. See, now you're giving up more than we should do. See? That's tomorrow, by the way. Welcome to it. What Lisa's alluding to is our Latin Word of the Day segment coming up. Father Wood, who is on vacation. God love him. Father Wood said, you know, I'm going to be on vacation with my family.
But he called us anyway.
He loves the Latin. He loves the Latin language.
And I love that he loves it because I'm actually learning now.
And I love
it. I'm getting this.
I love that you love that he loves it.
Yeah, it's neat.
And we all love it together. So what we're going to talk about today is the Latin word of the day. I believe we're going with the word labor, labore.
Oh, that's correct.
And we're going to look behind that as far as Latin goes. Tomorrow it'll be a whole another, interior, exterior tomorrow. So do your homework if you want to join us for the Latin word of the day tomorrow. But no, he's in Colorado.
I know, that was very nice.
So he's going to be calling up later on in the show. And that'll be just fine. Our saint of the day today, I believe Maria is doing Mary Magdalene. I don't know. Coming up later, a friend of ours, Christine Meinholz, is going to join us. And we're going to talk about
missions.
Missions. And what that means, going on a mission, going on missions.
Mm-hmm. What does that entail?
Well, and the whole country, you know, I mean.
How does it work, really?
What do you mean, like the missions? You go and you do good.
Well, yeah, that's the big premise of it, but the guts, the details, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, how
everything's
to get there?
A little different.
How
Every
do you
mission's
get there?
Different.
How do you pay for stuff? What do you do?
Yeah.
How do you plan? Mm-hmm. What do you wear? What do you eat?
She's going to tell us all.
We're going to find out. Christine has actually been to the Philippines.
Several times.
Several times, and has done several different jobs on missions with the SSPX. And maybe you do know this, maybe you don't know this. We're quite missionful. Is that a word?
I think so.
All right. Well, anyway, Christine Meinholz will join us for a nice segment. We mentioned Father Wood. And then later on, I'm into lists and studies and things like that. I found one that was done by the University of Utah. And, of course, anytime you see in the headline, sociologists suggest.
The sociologists are suggesting?
The sociologists suggest at the University of Utah. It can get a little comical, I think. But we're going to talk about marriage in a way that, what is the average age people get married today? The state of marrieddom is in, that's been in crisis for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a statistic once. There's a whole trend, this is very recent, of millennials don't want to get married.
They really?
Don't get married. Well, these are the kids who grew up in divorce, who grew up in split up families, and who grew up being told everybody gets a prize, everybody gets a trophy. And so they.
So it's all about me, generation.
No, not so. No. Well, it's not
you're
that
the
kind
one
of,
that read it. I'm just trying to.
But you're reading into what I'm saying.
Ah.
It's not that cut and dry. There's two different things going on there. Anyway, we're going to touch base on this study. What I'm saying is what I saw in these trends, this other study, was that there is a trend. Millennials don't want to get married or they're putting it off till later. And many of them don't even want to get married at all. And their reasoning was that and the sociologists reason, and I could see this.
Mm-hmm.
They grew up in divorce. So they don't look at marriage as a good thing. They look look at the family as a split up thing, and in fact have they now look at the family as whatever.
Yeah, they've actually been damaged. They're hurt.
Right.
Yeah.
And then I had another point, and I forgot what it was now because we went off. So anyway, later on, we will hold this whole thing on marriage. So that's what we're into today on Your Morning Tradition. Grab your oatmeal, grab a Pop-Tart. I always say Pop-Tart because, hey, that's my go-to food, okay?
Is it?
I kind of like it. Even the organic.
I thought it was carrots and stuff like that.
When you get the organic weird ones, even a little fruit between a couple of pieces of dough, it's like having pie for breakfast. Yeah. I'm all into that.
Okay.
You know, if I need some ice cream, and they tell me, well, ice cream, technically, it's cow's milk. Go for it. That's breakfast, pie and ice cream. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to figure out how can you know where you're going if you, you don't know where you've been.
We have made history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to... Well, where's my history? Here it is. Today happens to be Wednesday, July the 22nd, the year of our Lord, 2015, the 203rd day of the year. There are 162 of these babies left. It was on this day in 1099, the very first crusade, Godfrey of Bouillon, from which we get the cubes. Godfrey of Bouillon. I bet it's connected.
I bet it is, because it's spelled the same.
He was elected the first defender of the Holy Sepulchre of the Kingdom of Jerusalem.
Wow. And in 1793, on this day, Alexander Mackenzie reaches the Pacific Ocean, becoming the first recorded human to complete a transcontinental crossing of Canada.
Canada?
Canada.
So what did he say when he got to the Pacific?
Hey, I'm here.
Hey, look at there, eh? It's, you got hockey down here in the Pacific, eh? 1934, outside Chicago's Biograph Theater, very, very famous incident, and you take the tour, they take you right there, right where it happened. Public Enemy number one, John Dillinger, got shot down by the FBI. Came out of the movie with the famous Lady in Red.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
And do you want to know what happened today?
I would love to.
Gasoline was rationed.
Oh, yeah.
It started today in 1942.
Right. And I remember Mom and Dad talking about having stamps. Well, Mom did. They talked about getting stamps. And we have a way of seeing. We see that we have some international listeners now. We had one. We gained a listener in Poland.
Yay.
Hi, Poland. Dziękuję.
Yeah.
Right now, they're going, he speaks Polish. Dziękuję means thank you. Proszę means please. Tell your friends, skis. 1983. Okay. 1983, this day in history in Poland, the Prime Minister Januszewski lifted martial law. And I think that was all part of that Lech Walesa thing and the Gdansk Poland and all of that. Frenski could be a word.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that.
In your head.
I still know some Polish.
I know you do.
Dziękuję.
You're a smart man.
Proszę. Thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome.
Proszę. All right, we're going to do this and get
Proszę
back.
Proszę bardzo.
Proszę bardzo.
Thank you very much.
And if you're having breakfast, you're having śniadanie.
Mm-hmm.
With us this morning. Later, you will be having obiad and kolacja.
Yes.
See? I love it. Polish language is beautiful, man. Dzień dobry. All right, we are going to do this and get back here and talk. Speaking of other languages, Father Wood will join us later on vacation from Colorado via the telephone line and talk some Latin. But up next, Christine Meinholz. What in the heck is it like going out to the Philippines and being on mission? It's up next on Your Morning Tradition. We're having a mission on this edition of Your Morning Tradition. Magnificat
awesome.
Radio. Yeah, we'll be back. We're back once again. Mike and Lisa Austin here on MagnificatMedia.com. It's Magnificat Radio, and you know what we are. We are Your Morning Tradition. Unless, of course, you're hearing us in the afternoon.
That's right.
At which point we are...
It's not the morning.
It's not the morning anymore.
It's
we
the
are
afternoon.
Afternoon tradition. It gets so confusing. Right now. Please join us in welcoming to the Celebrity Hotline. You like that?
I love it.
All right. Please welcome a friend of ours, Chris Meinholz, on the phone, who is, we want to talk about missions and going on missions and helping out and spreading the faith. Mission work in the Catholic Church, as we all know, is an age-old tradition. I mean... this country was settled by missionaries. I don't know about settled by missionaries, but crisscrossed and civilized by missionaries. There, that kind of made sense. And so she's sort of keeping up that tradition. Let's just talk a little bit about me. Hi, Christine.
Hello, how are you?
We're doing just fine this morning. Okay, or afternoon, depending on when people are hearing it. I'm going to open up by just asking, before we get into the missions that you've done, and we've seen your slides and the talk, we heard the talks and that. How did you decide you wanted to go on mission work?
Well, it kind of all started, actually, when I was about 8 years old, and I read the story of St. Francis Xavier, and I was kind of like, wait, you can travel and help people? And that was, like, the greatest thing in the world. And then as I got older, my sister and I were on a pilgrimage in Italy, and we met this girl, and she got me some information on a mission trip to the Philippines that she had found out. And it turned out to be a traditional Catholic, or an SSPX specifically, mission trip to the Philippines. And I kind of accidentally got involved. I bought my plane ticket before I had been approved. And they were like, oh, you bought your plane ticket? Okay, I guess you can come. So I got to go. It was the greatest 2 weeks of my life. And, yeah.
That's really the way to do it, though.
So how long have you been doing this?
That's the way to do it, because you what are they going to do? Tell you can't go? I have a plane ticket.
That's right.
I'm not real good at getting, approval. So this is like, hey, I already got the ticket. Okay, you can come.
And how long have you been doing this then?
So I've been on 5 missions now.
Wow. How long do they last?
The first one was the longest one that they ever had. That one was 2 weeks. But ever since then, it's usually a five to eight day mission. The last one was an 8 day mission because it was a follow up to a disaster relief mission. Uh-huh. So they planned it to be a little bit longer. But yeah, and then everybody can go for what they can afford to take off for, because we did have about half of the missionaries could only come for the first 5 days. Mm-hmm. And then some people are able to come before and help set up and stay late. So it kind of varies, but yeah, usually about 5 to 8 days.
How do you know what you're going to do when you go on a mission? How do you know, first of all, do you get to pick where you're going?
For this particular one, no, because the French group, they set it up, and they have, there's 3 different groups that put it on. You have the SSPX who does the religious group, or the religious aspect of it. You have the French group who coordinates a lot of the volunteers, the foreign volunteers. So everybody from America, Europe, Vietnam, Korea, Malaysia. And then you have the Philippine group who they kind of help the French group figure out where the biggest need is. And then also the SSPX district superior, he also helps with where is the greatest need and whatnot. So they pick where it's going to be. As far as what you're going to be doing, it is so funny because the first time that I went on this trip, my friend is a nurse, and she taught catechism. I'm an accountant, and I ended up helping the dentist the whole time.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, go figure on that part. Well, what I was doing with the dentist was just, like, writing down people's information, name, address, what medicines we gave them, the dosage, so that we could report that to the government.
Okay, because you're a detail person as an accountant, so you were keeping track of all. You're not rubber gloves with the drills and stuff in people's faces.
No, I mean, you get to do the most random things on the mission, so I actually did pull a couple of teeth. That was the only time I had the rubber gloves on.
Wait a minute. Okay, hang on. You got to tell me that. So you're standing there and you're doing book work and you're logging all this stuff, and somebody just says to you, excuse me, Christine, can you grab some gloves and help me yank these teeth?
Kind of. So the dentist that I worked with, she's the neatest story. She is a double breast cancer survivor. She has metacarpal tunnel. She retired like 7 years ago, and she only does dentistry for this mission.
Sweet.
Yeah, and so basically the metacarpal got the better of her, and she was just like, hey, my hand needs a break. Can you pull a few teeth? Like, she would administer the medicines and everything like that. All I had to do was grab onto the right tooth and pull. And I was like, yeah, sure. Sounds great.
Wait a minute. What are the people who are standing there? I mean, they're sitting there in the chair, right? The dentist chair.
Yeah.
And
yep.
All of a sudden, this accountant comes over and is going to, what are they thinking?
Well, for their own sanity, hopefully they didn't know that I was just an accountant. But they're, honestly, over there, they're so easygoing, and, you know, if you're helping them. Yeah. And so they all got a lot, like, because I think there was a lot of Tagalog being spoken that I didn't understand, because I was so excited about, hey, I'm going to be a dentist for 5 minutes.
Well, that is a cool story.
Because I do remember a lot of the people around, like, especially the first time when I kind of held the tooth up, and then we took some pictures and everything, and then some explanations happened, and everybody was laughing, so... They're very easygoing.
Here's Christine holding up somebody's freshly extracted tooth, taking selfies.
Yeah.
You were taking a toothy.
Four selfies were cool, I will add.
Oh, man. We're talking with Christine Meinholz, and we're talking about going on missionary trips. Yeah, missions. And what? Okay, so you pull teeth. And they don't have dentists in the Philippines?
No, they do. I mean, like I said, this woman, so she is actually Filipina. Okay. And she is a dentist, retired, but she is a dentist. And then, actually, a lot of times the military will provide us with doctors. Military helps us out a lot over there. As a matter of fact, that's about half of what their military does on a regular basis, is helping various missions that come to visit the island. So the dentist will, or the military will provide us with dentists or doctors, as well as transportation and other things. So, they do have dentists, but... Yeah.
Is it just medical that they help out with, or do they help out with, like, teaching and things like that, catechism?
So the mission itself is mostly just the primary focus. Let me put it this way. The primary focus is medical, but, like, last year being February, January of 2014, mm-hmm. we did a disaster relief mission to Tacloban, which had been hit by Typhoon Yolanda. So that year, we were fortunate enough that there were so many donations, we were able to add a construction team.
Oh, wow.
And so they were able to rebuild the Tacloban SSPX chapel, as well as, I believe, I heard it one time, eight homes.
Nice.
In the area. And then it depends. They have some Oblate sisters who live near Iloilo. I do not know the exact name of the city. But they live there. And when they've been on missions, that's usually when we have catechism classes. And it's really neat because they'll just set up like kind of a booth in the middle of the mission. And so it's like easily noticed by anybody.
Hmm.
But it's also easily avoided by anybody who's like, no, I'm just here for medicine. Oh. And that's what I think is so neat about our mission, is that the sacraments, the catechism, scapulars, house blessings, rosaries, all of that is 100% free and available for anybody who wants it. But we're not, you know, greeting you at the door with the Bible and saying, hey, convert, you know.
Right.
I see.
Because
I like it.
And but there are some Protestant missions that it's kind of that way, isn't it?
That I've heard of, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I like our way.
Yeah. Christine, hold that thought right there, and we're going to take a brief break and come back and wrap this segment up on the missions with Christine Meinholz. And then Father Wood joins us a little later on with the Latin word of the day. And what else are we going to do? I have a thing on marriage that I found kind of interesting. We'll talk marriage coming up, and a study that is very telling, I think. It's Magnificat Media and Magnificat Radio at Magnificat Radio and MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin will be back in just a second.